Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So this morning I'm speaking to a group of middle schoolers. This is like basically 12 and 13 year olds. What a beautiful day, by the way, to start your office this way. But here's the point. We're talking today to these young people about patience. And each generation, I think, struggles with patience more and more. I mean, I remember as a kid, my parents telling me like, hey, when we were kids, we didn't have microwaves and this type of thing. And each generation kind of looks back and says, wow, you know, we didn't have smartphones when we were kids and we didn't have this technology or that technology. Here's the point. Waiting is never easy. Patience is tough. And this morning I'm going to be talking about patience, but here's where I think patience is the most difficult. In the area of perspective. For example, 1 second does not seem very long when it's a life or death situation. 1 second can seem like eternity when you're trying to make it through an intersection and all of a sudden you see a semi coming right at you. 1 second, you want that to take forever so you can get through the intersection. Or try holding your breath. You know, you hold your breath for a few minutes and you realize that, oh my gosh, a few minutes is a really long time. I want air. Or you try doing a plank. You do a plank for 10 minutes and all of a sudden you fall over and die. Here's the point. Patience is only difficult when it's a matter of perspective. You see, in the scope of eternity, patience and minutes and time are not that long. Here's the perspective. We need to be people who realize that eternity is a very long time. And if you're waiting right now, maybe you're waiting for the right job. You're waiting for the right spouse. You're waiting for that doctor's test to come back. I get it. We can be very impatient. But in the scope of eternity, where you have forever and ever, it kind of balances us out. It makes us realize that, you know what? We are finite. It says in my favorite book that life is like a vapor. You go out on a cold winter day, at least here in Ohio, you see your breath. You see it for a second and then it's gone. That's how quick our lives are. And so whatever you're waiting for today, I just want to encourage you. I'm telling all these young people today that patience and waiting equals trust. That's the whole bottom line. Waiting equals trust. Patience equals trust. It says in my favorite book that those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, right? They will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint, something like that. Here's the point. Waiting. It's something that all of us need to learn. I don't excel with patience. I mean, I'm a driver. Let's go. Let's make it happen, you know? Let's go create something. But I've had to learn patience, and I'm continuing to learn patience. And what patience says to me is patience says that I don't have it all figured out. I don't know everything perfectly. There's someone who's wiser and smarter than me and who holds things in control and not me. I think that's a good perspective to have. I think most of us humans, we don't want that. We don't want that perspective. We don't want to be reminded that we don't have the universe in our hands. But suddenly, in life, circumstances happen and we quickly remember it. We quickly realize it. So the point is this: whatever your battle is today, whatever your struggle is today, remember, patience is trust, waiting is trust, and you are not alone, and there is someone out there who is much wiser, much smarter, and much more powerful. And I take comfort in that. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.